And unfortunately, this Kent really is the main gateway for bringing these pups across. So whether it's via Eurotunnel and Folkestone or the ferries at Dover, they're bringing them across underage with falsified passports, not appropriate pass, vaccinations, and quite often sort of just smuggling them in the backs of cars, not declaring them, just because they can get such high amounts for them over in the UK.
And this incident that obviously you guys looked into with this one particular operation, you say it's obviously an ongoing thing, but there was quite a shocking figure that kind of came out in terms of just from that one weekend, wasn't there?
Absolutely. So obviously this is something that's going on all throughout the year, but what we do tend to find is around the Christmas time, we see a real spike in this activity. So we had an operation where both bases were covered within both Folkestone for Eurotunnel and the Dover for the ferries. And we sort of seized 100 pups on that one weekend. But I've got to be honest, as high as that figure is, we still believe this just to be the tip of the iceberg.
That's quite scary stuff. So when did this take place, this particular seize where you found obviously all of these puppies?
Well, this was about 3 weeks ago now.
And like you say, that's obviously in the run-up to the Christmas season, so it's not far away now, is it? So I guess they'd be at a sort of suitable age by the time it got to Christmas time if they were coming over as puppies.
A recent trend which we're seeing, which is really distressing for all, is pregnant bitches being brought across literally in the very final stages of their pregnancy. So you know, they're literally giving birth about 2-3 days after arriving here. You know, it's a huge trauma for the mum. It's a trauma for the unborn pups because, you know what, they're stuck in the back of vans. They travel for 30 hours across Europe. You know, we've seen them travelled in baskets covered in cellophane. We've seen them travelled in the backs of boots of cars. We've seen pups, English, a litter of English bulldog puppies with their umbilical cords still on. Do you know what? There's absolutely no concern about their welfare.
It's not just the problems with their health that's happening, is it? They're coming over with false documents as well, aren't they?
Absolutely. So what they're doing is in the Central Eastern European country that they're coming from, they're going to vets. Vets are falsifying the passports because, you know, they realise that actually people want to buy puppies that are 7 weeks old, 8 weeks old, and under the pet passport scheme, they need to be 15 weeks before they can come across. So vets are falsifying these passports, putting an older age in them that they are, putting vaccinations in that they haven't had. And the reality is, these are coming from countries that still have rabies. They're not having the appropriate rabies vaccinations. We're also seeing an influx in the amounts of exotic diseases that we don't normally see in this country. And these are a real risk to actually making them endemic in this country, but also to pass it on to people as well.
So with that in mind, what should people look out for if they're looking to buy a dog leading up to Christmas? Because like you say, dogs aren't just for Christmas, they're for life.
Don't make that decision there and then. And if there's anything suspicious, if there's anything that doesn't seem right, just walk away. As long as you pay for that money, the person selling the pup doesn't care and you're just fueling the trade.